offer in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
In the Bible, we have seen the inspirations of Paul and John.
保罗对于教会的建造，他有完整的启示。
Paul has his full inspiration how we build up our church.
但是约翰福音是在最后写的。But
John mentioned this in the end.
就看见说教会在那个时候，好多在真理上都是对的。
We can see the church, the truths are correct.
但是神的要求不光只是对。But
the expectation of God on us is not just to be correct.
因为神更看重不光是对，还要活。The
Lord put a lot of weight on how we live it out.
所以说你看见说，保罗给我们看见真理，看见光，看见道路。
So Paul showed us the light, the truth, and the road.
那约翰也一样。
The same did as John.
但是约翰更重要的看见那个生命跟恩典跟爱。
John focused more on the life and God and love.
所以主对今天的，所以也就是这个原因，我们才看见说有了约翰福音。
Just because of this, we have the chapter from the John.
过去弟兄们，年长的弟兄们，在我们当中有许许多多的教导。In
the past, there were so many sharings from our elderly brothers.
不管是陈锡珍弟兄、文牧师，还是季弟兄，过去这些许许多多的弟兄们，都给我们留下宝贵的属灵的吩咐。Like
Brother Chen Shizhen, Brother Feng, Brother G, they all shared very valuable sharings with us.
所以，我们教会在真理这一方面上不是没有问题的。
We have no problem with receiving the truth.
但是我要问的一句话，到底我们活不活？
One question is, did we really live it out?
所以我们今天才有这个信息要跟弟兄姐妹来分享。
That's the message I'd like to share today.
今天我们讲到与他联合。We
need to unite with Lord.
那么讲到联合的时候，必须是性质的相同。
When we unite with him, the nature needs to fit.
我过去呢，如果我这个手呢，如果不是穿短袖的话，你会看见我的手呢，全部都是那些伤痕。And
for my arms, if you do not see me wearing the long sleeves, you could see my skin problem.
那为什么呢？
Why?
那每次我在厨房在烧菜的时候，那个你知道，我们都需要用油。
When I was cooking in my kitchen, my restaurant, we need a lot of oil.
但是呢，我不知不觉的把水就不小心就倒到油里面去了。I
could accidentally pour water into the oil.
当这个油没有经过火的试验的时候，没有问题。When
the oil was not on fire.
但是当火一加热的时候，
But when it's being heated by heat and fire,
那个里面整个就爆炸了。It
could like exploding.
所以如果没有经过试验，都平安无事。So
without trial or testing, there was nothing happening.
但是它的性质是不同的。But
the nature was different.
因为水跟油是不能够融在一起的。Because
water and oil cannot be mixed together.
所以一热的时候，我站在旁边，水靠得近，水就被炸伤了。
So when the heat was there, the oil will explode.
所以骨灰拿不拿一次都问我说，都跟我说，你不要随便把手伸出去跟人家握手。
Who said that?
骨灰，我的妹妹。
His wife say, be mindful, do not always shake hand with people.
因为人家看见你的手就觉得太可怕了。Because
your hand is not pretty.
所以就看见说性质的不同是不能够相合的。
So we can see if the nature is not fit, it cannot be mixed together.
所以呢， 这个今天就看见，我们必须要看见第一个点，我们必须要相信并且接受他。So
we need to receive and trust him.
那么我们从这个今天说，其实我本来是说从第一节读到第十八节的，本来是说今天约翰福音第一章从一到十八都要读的。
I was planning to read the John from 1 to 18.
不过没关系，我想我跟弟兄们再有一点分享。这里有我们看见约翰福音，你从开头的时候，我们看见有一个人叫约翰，是休息的约翰。
In the very beginning of John, book John, there's a baptism John.
但是到了约翰福音二十章的时候，这个有一个约翰叫使徒约翰。
But when we come to chapter 20, there's a disciple John.
两个约翰。
Two different Johns.
但是他们同作见证。
But they have the same witness.
施洗约翰来的时候，他是为光做见证。
Baptism John was came for the light to witness the light.
叫众人因他可以信。
So the crowd could see, could believe in Lord because of him.
约翰说：“但记这些事。”啊，约翰福音在但记这些事，在约翰福音的二十章啊三十一节。
John 20 verse 30. I'm sorry. Can you see the chapter again?
John 20:31. 他说：“但记这些事，是要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是永世神的儿子。”
For these things is to let us to believe that Lord God is the Son of, Jesus is the Son of God.
Jesus is the Christ and Son of God.
Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God.
所以施洗约翰他做见证，使徒约翰也记这些事，同样都是为耶稣基督做见证。使徒约翰说但记这些事，这个记这些事就是见证的意思。
Disciple John is to witness Lord.
那是约翰也是为主做见证，同样都是做见证。
John is also to testify for Lord.
那从约翰福音的里面，我们又看见有两个怀，怀抱的怀。
In John, there are two.
他的怀抱的怀啊，两个怀抱的怀。
不是。Okay, thank you.
你看见在约翰福音第一章的第十八节，从来没有人看见过神，唯有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
So in John chapter 1:18, no one has ever seen God, but God the one, the only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known.
到了第十三章二十三节那里，看见那个使徒约翰是在主耶稣的怀中。
And when we come to 13, we can see that John is in the breast of Lord.
在主耶稣的怀中，对，呀、yeah, ，看见我们看见子在父的怀中，而我们约翰所代表就是我们是在子的怀中。
We are in the breast of the Lord.
那么因着这个原因，我们感谢主，就看见说这个整个乃是说出爱跟生命的这种的关系。
We can see this is really the relationship of love and life.
主耶稣也跟尼哥底母讲，你若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Jesus said to Nicodemus, if you are not born again, you will not see the Lord.
所以我们感谢主，我们相信接受他，这是我们最基本的条件。
We are very thankful that we receive Him and trust Him. This is the most fundamental thing.
我们从这圣经里面看见说，当这个光照在黑暗里的时候，这个黑暗不接受光。
And we can see that when the light sheds on the darkness, but darkness does not take the light.
还有他在世界，世界也是借着他照的，世界却不认识他。
And the world does not know Him.
他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
He comes to his own place, but his people does not take him.
你就看见，就是什么，就是不接受、不认识、也不接待。
So you can see that we do not know him, we do not take him, and we do not accept him.
所以我们在读这些经文的时候，我们常常感觉非常的惊讶。
So when we read these verses, we feel very surprised.
为什么会这样子呢？
Why would this occur?
为什么这个光照在 黑暗中的时候，黑暗却不接受光呢？
When the light shed on the darkness, but the dark does not take it.
罗马书五章十二节那里告诉我们，罪是由一人入的世界。
In Rome, chapter 5, verse 12.
罪由一人入的世界。罪恶的罪，有一个人有着因为亚当而进入的世界。
The sin enters the world because of one person.
所以你看，死就领导了众人。
And we can see that the death is the result for all.
你就看见整个的世界是在黑暗的里面。
We can see the whole world is in the darkness.
所以你看，那个神的儿子是属天的。
The Son of God is holy in heaven.
但是这个世界是落在罪里，性质上就根本就是不相同的。
But the whole world is insane, so the nature is totally different.
所以就产生不接受、不认识。
That's why we have all the rejections that we do not know him,
也不接待他
him, and we do not want to greet him.
感谢主，但是感谢我们的主。
Praise Lord.
他有奇妙的恩典。
He has the grace.
那我们真是能够看见说。主他的恩典临到我们的时候，他的光临到就临到了我们。
And we can see that when His grace is upon us, we can see His light.
主从来没有说他要，他圣经从来没有告诉我们那光是真光，要照亮这个世界。
The Bible never said that the light is true that is going to really shed light on the whole world.
圣经很清楚告诉我们是要照亮在世界上的人。
The Bible says it's going to shed light on the people in the world.
就于这个世界的话，它有一个审判结局是已经定了。
There's judgment to the world.
所以我们不要想法去救，怎么样去救这个世界。
So we do not have to worry about how to save the world.
而且世界的光景今天会让我们感觉什么？这个情况越来越堕落。
And we can see the world is getting worse.
其实，在主耶稣那个时代就已经是在黑暗里面了。
Well, according to the Bible, the world is already in darkness.
但是那光是要照亮一切身在世上的人。
But the light is going to shed light on everyone who is in the world.
那生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
The life in him is the light for us.
所以神所关注的是我们世界上每一个他所造的人。
So God really cares everyone he created.
这个世界，我所说的世界并不是说我们所指的这个世界，并不是指着神所创造这些花草树木这些美丽的事物。
When I say the world does not necessarily mean the flowers and trees that God created.
这个世界乃是他背后的整个一套系统。
The world is the whole system behind his creation.
是一个整套的一个黑暗的权势。
It's the power of darkness ruling the world.
那个是没办法去救他的。
And there's no way of saving it.
神也没有想去救他。
And not even God was planning.
因为他根本是从撒旦魔鬼来的。
Because it's coming from Satan.
但是感谢主，光照在黑暗里。
I thank Lord that the dark will be coming through, the light will be coming through darkness.
总是有人被主光照。
There are always people who's going to take the light.
那就是我们今天所读的那个凡接受他的。
That is what we read about. Whoever received him.
就是信他名的人。
Believing his name.
他就赐给他们权柄。
He gave them all the power.
做神的儿女
become the God's children.
这种人呢不是从血气生的
and they were not born from the flesh.
不是从情欲生的
not from the parents' flesh.
不是从人意生的
not from husband's will.
有三个不是
there are three no's here.
那个不是就说明这个黑整个黑暗的这个势力
All those notes means the power of the darkness.
是怎么败坏人的肉体
And how they drag people down to darkness.
但是如果你只是在不是的情况下，我们觉得非常的消极。
But if we always live in those notes, we have no hope.
感谢主，这里告诉我们说，乃是什么？乃是从上头生的。
But God said, because of this, the grace from above.
因此我们接受主耶稣基督，我们就得到了这个生命，性质上跟主是相同的，所以我们能够与他联合。
Just because we believe, we receive Lord, so we unite with God. The nature is the same.
但是我们常常读这一段经文的时候，常常都是把它认为说，我刚刚蒙恩得救的时候，那这是我所经历的，那这些经文只能对福音朋友来讲。
But when we read these verses, we think that we truly know these verses when we first came to know God. So these verses were truly speaking to those new believers.
我们不是已经重生了吗?
We have been reborn.
我们不是已经得救了吗?
We have been saved already.
那这些话对我还有什么意义呢?
These are not truly verses to me.
大有意义,弟兄姐妹们。
But indeed, they still mean so meaningful to us.
因为生的原则也就是你活的原则。
How we are reborn is how we are going to live it out.
所以我们感谢主,我们今天相信主耶稣的能,我们今天的生活也是在这个原则底下的。
For those who believe in Lord, we live in these principles.
我们必须continue继续的接受相信他。
We still need to continue to receive Him.
是在每一样的事情上。
In everything we do.
不要以为说我已经接受他重生了。It's
not because we have received Him, we have reborn, been saved.
你进门是怎么入门的, 你以后活也是怎么活的。
How we enter here, we're going to still live it out the same way.
那就看见说, 我们只要是继续这样的话, 我们继续跟他联合在一起的。
We should continue to unite with Him.
所以我们感谢主神的恩典临到我们, 我们每一个弟兄姐妹, 都要活在, 继续的, 必须继续的, 接受相信他, 那个原则底下。
The grace is upon us, every one of us needs to receive and live in His principles.
那么主耶稣对那个马大在约翰福音十一章那里对马大说,
And Jesus said to Martha,
你若信, 就必看见神的荣耀。
If you believe, you will see the glory of Lord.
约翰说, 马大说, 这个拉撒路已经臭了。
Martha say, Martha说,
拉撒路已经臭了。拉撒路什么？拉撒。Martha has died.
但是主耶稣说，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀。But Lord say, if you believe, you will see the glory.
我们有这个信心。 然后呢,感谢主,主给我们这个生命,使我们这个生命能够看见。
We have the belief, so Lord give us the life that we can see.
这个就是我们第二部分要分享的,我们见过他的荣耀。
This is the second part I'd like to share, that we have witnessed His glory.
道成的肉身住在我们中间。
The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us.
我们见过他的荣耀。
We have seen His glory.
就是父独生子的荣耀。
The glory of the one and the only Son.
这个荣耀所发表出来的就是丰丰满满的有恩典有真理。
It's the really fullness of grace and truth.
这里说见过他的荣耀,实在说来是注视他的荣耀。
We have seen His grace, it's really to focus on His grace.
是你的眼睛一直要注视在那里。
Our eyes would focus on Him.
我们知道约翰福音乃是 给我们看见那个生命好比是那个老鹰的生命。
The John tells us that the life is like 老鹰。
Eagle,
the life of eagle.
所有整个造物的里面只有老鹰的眼睛可以看着绿头是不会被烧掉的。 所以创造万物的里面只有eagle,他的眼睛看着那个绿光的时候眼睛不会烧掉。
Among all the creatures, only the eagle, his eyes would not be burned or damaged when he was watching the sunlight.
对,所以老鹰的生命,他的眼睛可以一直看着太阳的。
So his eyes can always focus on the sun.
所以我们感谢主,因着我们所得的这是生命,是属天的生命。
And thank God because the life we got is from the above.
所以主常常把我们带领我们如同如鹰展翅上腾。
That's why Lord often lead us to, we can soar like eagles.
使我们眼睛一直能够注视着我们的主。
So our eyes can always focus on the Lord.
这个实在是非常的荣耀。
This is so such blessing.
所以保罗说, 这个是来是荣上加荣, 我们刚才读过。
So Paul mentioned this is glory upon glory.
所以上一次我们知道说, 上一次我们五雷弟兄也分享到, 主要显出他的荣耀来。
Last time, Brother Wu shared that our Lord wanted to share and to reveal His glory.
是因为把门徒看见主所做的。
Because the disciples have witnessed what Lord has done.
看主显出他的荣耀。
Lord revealed His glory.
刚才我们也在箴言读了4章25节，我们也读了那段话。
Yeah, in Proverbs we have read His words.
那里告诉我们说，你的眼目要向前正看。
It mentioned that our eyes should always look forward.
你的眼睛要向前直光。
Continue to focus.
那里一个字是正，一个是直。
So I think the verses mentioned direct focus.
对，一个正直啊，呀，这里就看见我们的眼，今天我们的眼睛实在就决定了我们的路程。
Our focus from our eyes really determine our direction.
呀，我们的眼睛如果是注视着主自己。
If our eyes focus on Lord Himself,
我们的路是不会偏的。
Our path will be always straight.
什么时候我们注意到自己？
When we focus on ourselves,
那是非常危险的事。
It's not safe.
你还记得仇敌吗？
Do you still remember Satan?
他在看自己是多么的美丽。
He thinks he's so beautiful and perfect.
你看见说堕落就开始了。
And we can see the fall begin.
所以我们与他联合，我们的眼睛一直要在他的身上。
So when we reunite with Lord, our eyes focus on Him.
就好像新妇是注视着新郎。
It's just like the bride focus on the groom.
所以那个爱的联合是何等的美丽。
The unite of the love is so perfect.
我们今天处在这个末了，特别处在这个末了的时代。
We are like living in the end of the world.
太多的东西摆在我们的眼前。
There are so many challenges in front of us.
你的手机一打开，可能就耗掉你一整天许许多多的时间。
If you turn your cell phone, you very much would be spending your whole day on it.
到最后，真的你能够看见主的荣耀吗？
End of your day, do we see the light from Lord?
我们感谢主，我们这特别在这末了的时代，主也真是告诉我们，使徒也给我们看见，我们这些相信他的人，接受他的人，我们必须把我们的眼睛定睛在主自己的身上。
The disciples told us when we live in the end of the world, we have to focus our eyes on him.
所以约翰做过见证，是这个施洗约翰。
So the baptism of John had the witness.
他喊着说，那在我以后来的反而在我以前的。
He shouted that who that came after me is actually before me.
因为他本来就在我以前。
Because that is true, he is always before me.
所以我要问弟兄姐妹，你是把什么摆在你的面前？
My question to you is who is before you?
历世历代所有的圣徒，你不管是亚伯拉罕，是摩西，是大卫，到了施洗约翰，你看见有在他们以前有一位的。
Throughout the history in the Bible, from Abraham, Moses, and baptism John, they always have one before them.
所以主刚才说你要向前正看，向前，你的眼目要向前直光，都是就说明一件事情，就是眼睛要注视在神的儿子耶稣基督的身上。
Yeah, when we say focus our eyes direct and strict on ahead, it is to focus on Him.
所以感谢主，你看，亚伯拉罕、摩西、大卫，我们刚才讲过，这些他们的经历的里面，他们不管是谁，他或者说我们今天，我们也应当是把主摆在我们面前。所以大卫说，因他在我面前，我就因他因我将他常摆在我面前，那么我就有满足的喜乐。
Even in the Bible, Abraham or Moses through David, including every one of us here, we experience Lord if we put Him before us.
是有丰丰富富的喜乐。
Very fullness of glory and peace.
也看见那个丰丰富富的荣耀。
And we can see the fullness of the glory.
这个荣耀显出来的时候是恩典跟真理。
The glory is the grace and truth.
我们今天常常有的时候犯错，注重了那个恩典的爱。
We make mistakes today, focusing on
那个恩典的爱。
The love of grace.
但是我们常常忽略了那个公义跟那个真理。
But we ignore the righteousness and the truth.
如果你只是讲到恩典，如果但是你不讲到真理，就没有荣耀。
If we only want the grace but ignore the truth, we cannot really glorify.
因为神儿子的荣耀发表出来的时候，肯定是平衡的，是真理跟恩典平行的。
Because the grace and truth are really balanced when they have been given to us.
所以今天能讲恩典，讲恩典的时候，常常就讲过头了。
So when we talk about grace, sometimes we put more weight on it.
讲爱，讲爱的时候也爱过头了。
And when we say love, we put on a lot of weight on it too.
所以我们今天真是要思想，主所给我们的那个恩典，乃是带着那个公义的，带着真理的。
And we still need to remember the righteousness and truth.
那么感谢主，我们看见我们我们把眼睛注视在主的身上的时候，你就看见说，主给我们的恩典乃是要叫我们领受他的丰满。
So we do need to realize when we focus on him, Lord wants us to take his fullness.
当约翰说他在我以前，施洗约翰说他这位主耶稣基督本来在我以前的时候，下面使徒约翰就说，从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了。
So baptism John say when Lord is before him, really we got the glory from his fullness.
而且恩上加恩。
It's the glory upon glory.
我们刚才是说荣上加荣。
It's grace upon grace.
那到这里时候是恩上加恩。
Blessing upon blessing.
这个丰满我们常常很难去理解它。
It's hard to imagine the meaning of fullness.
好像荣耀很难理解一样。
The same thing as glory, hard to imagine.
但是我只能说，这个丰满，简单的来说，就是主耶稣基督他自己。
To put in simple words, the fullness is Lord Himself.
Yeah, 圣经中这个丰满这个字，你看见的时候，什么地方丰满出现的时候，你跟主耶稣摆在一起，那就是对的。
And in the Bible, we can truly see that whenever we have the fullness, if you match the fullness with Lord, then we are good.
比如说，在约翰福音第二章那里，主耶稣主耶稣说，你们把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满了水。
Just like the John chapter 2, Jesus told the servant, just fill the jar with water, so the servant filled the jar with water.
所以那个是满的。
And the jar became full.
特别在第六章那里，十三节那里，讲到五饼二鱼的时候，他们那些人领受了主的丰富之后，还有余剩的。
Like in John chapter 6, after those people complete the loaves, they are still left over.
那里讲到余剩的时候，那个时候是装满了十二个篮子。
And 12 baskets were still filled.
那个篮子是满的。
The baskets were still full.
甚至主耶稣在约翰福音的后来，在约翰福音的后来，主耶稣十五章那里讲到，我将这些话告诉你们，是要叫你们喜乐满足。
Yeah, in chapter 15, John, Jesus said, "I have told you this so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete."
我们刚才也读，我不愿再摆出来的，因为还有好多好多。
There are so many verses that I do not need to mention today.
刚才我们读的诗篇84篇。
We read Psalm 84.
讲到有一班可拉的后裔。那个可拉的后裔。
Can you say louder? Descendants of Korah.
他们爱慕神的家。
They love the house of the Lord.
他们羡慕神的居所。
They admire the dwelling of the Lord.
他们真是在主的祭坛那里，好像麻雀为自己找到房屋，燕子为自己找到那个报仇之窝。
Is it a verse?
Yeah, 这个是在84篇的第三节。诗篇第八十四篇的第三节。
Could you help?
你过来嘛，过来。这样，第三节这里。
Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, placed near your altar.
那么这里讲到有一般人，这些人找到那个居所的时候，那看见这一般的人，他们的经历是靠着主有力量，心中向往西安大道的。
So when these people found their dwelling, it was really they put their hope upon Lord, and they longed for the way to Zion.
这帮人他们经过了流泪谷。
They experienced the valley of Baca.
叫这谷变为泉源之地，并且有秋雨之福，盖满全谷。
And that became the valley of autumn rains. It overflows.
所以那个你看见那个字有个字叫做盖满。
So we can see the word of fulfill.
这个你看见就是主自己的丰富。
That is the fullness of Lord.
教会之所以能够有丰富，因为元首是丰富的。
The church can be full because our head is full.
当五旬节那一天，五旬节，
Pentecost, on the day of the Pentecost.
元首在天上的至圣所的里面被高，元首就是我们的主耶稣。
The Christ is anointed.
元首。
The head is anointed.
你就看见那个膏油就好像这个倒在亚伦的头上，就流到胡须，又流到衣襟。
And we can see the anointing was like and pour onto Aaron, and it fell down to his beards or mustaches, down to the road.
你就看见说这个油就流到身体了。
And we can see it flows all over the body.
就是五旬节的故事。
And this is the story of the Pentecost.
你看见那个丰富就流到身体。
And we can see the fullness is over, going over the whole body.
所以我们今天看见说我们所有的全部都是领受的。
So now we can see everything we have today is all received.
没有什么可夸的。
It's nothing we should brag.
因为一切都是主的恩典。
Everything was from God's grace.
但是这个丰富临到我们的时候，我们怎么样去对待它呢？
But how we respond to the fullness when we have it?
我们是不是把它扣住呢？
Do we just hold it?
我们就能是不是能够说这就是我的丰富呢？
Is this my own fullness?
是不是我们教会的丰富呢？
Is this our church's fullness?
如果我们只是这样的话，我们很可怜。
If that's the only thing, then it's not good.
因为如果只是这样的话，正是我们贫穷的开始。
And if that is the way, we are very poor actually.
所有的丰富主临到我们身上的时候是要给出去的。
And when we receive the fullness from Lord, we need to give it out.
是不能够打折也不能打扣的。
We should not really devalue this.
我感谢主，非常的感谢主。
I'm so grateful to Lord.
因为在我们当中最近神的的确确有他的作为。
Because there is God's deeds among us lately.
我看见年轻的弟兄们起来服事。
I can see the young brothers and sisters, they are coming up and serve.
每一个接受相信主的人都有一部分的丰富在他们的身上。
Whoever receives the Lord will receive the fullness.
你不要以为你是贫穷的。
Do not think we are poor.
好像是贫穷的，没错。
Could be likely we are poor.
但是你要不要忘记主在你身上。
But don't forget Lord is with us.
那么那个丰满，刚才我讲过，那个丰满就是主耶稣。
The fullness is Lord Himself.
那你身上有没有主的生命呢？
So do you have the life from Lord?
那你就有丰富。
Then we have the fullness from Him.
那么这些年轻的弟兄们，他们起来服事。
The young brothers, they stand up and serve Lord.
他们即使是一个手指弹钢琴。
Even if they can worship and play piano,
他们也不会觉得很害羞。
They won't feel ashamed.
他们愿意。
They have the willingness.
我们的姐妹今天第一次做翻译。
Translator here first time.
感谢主。
Thank Lord.
我们都不完全。
We're not perfect.
但是有这个愿意的心摆出来。
But we have the willingness to serve.
你看见吗？这个就是丰富。
That is the fullness.
神会使用这些我们愿意摆出来的人，把这个丰富带进神的家。
Lord will bring the fullness to us via all the willingness from us.
这些年轻人起来，这些甚至年长的起来，我都看见了。甚至我们中年的也起来。
Yeah, every one of us come from different ages, and we can see it.
我巴望主唤起我们的良心。
I pray and hope that Lord will awaken us.
主给我们的丰富，你不要把它扣在你身上。
We don't just want to hold the fullness from Lord.
如果你这样的话
，If that is the way，
那么你的良心自己要向主负责任。
And we need to be responsible in front of the Lord one day.
我们感谢主。
We're thankful.
所以我们才分享了我们。特别在今天这个世代看见主见证的荒凉的时候，我们怎么能心看见主的见证荒凉？
Especially nowadays in the world, how we can see the Lord's fullness?
我们怎么能心能够看见主的见证变成荒凉？
And how
忍心？我们怎么忍心？
忍心？
忍心就是我不忍，我不忍。
How we do not want to really trash Lord's glories to something that really disappointed him.
我们只走到今天，我刚才讲过，我们在真理上是没有难处。
We know the truth.
但是我们活不活？
But probably we did not really live it out.
主要对教会的要求，当然是要求，不光是要求对，主对教会的要求还要活。
The expectation from Lord is not only the truth, but also to live things out.
我是巴望主，真是感动我们弟兄姐妹们起来。
I really pray that Lord will touch your heart, so more people can come and serve Him.
上一次我跟弟兄姐妹讲到那个火烧的荆棘。
Last time I was sharing the firing.
那个荆棘火焰的意象。
The jungles and the vision.In fire.
但是约翰福音十五章告诉我们，主是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
Lord is the vine, and we are the branches.
对呀，所以我们感谢主。当然，经济是非常不好的。
Thank Lord, the bushes are not good.
但是我们是主也告诉我们，我们是连接于葡萄树的。那就大不一样。
But Lord also say we are, we're connected to the vines.
对，主说你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你的里面。
Lord say if you are in me, I will be in you.
枝子粘在葡萄树上，就能够结出丰满的果子。
When the branches are connected to the vines, we're going to be fruitful.
感谢主，我们不断的把属灵的丰富要带进神的家。
Thank Lord, we do need to bring the fullness from Lord into the house of God.
我们所有的非常有限。
We have limited belongings.
但是你不知道，你那个有限的摆在那位无限的主的手中，他就会做那无限的工作。
But if we put our limited things into our unlimited Lord, we can achieve a whole lot more.
这个就是整本的约翰福音。
This is the whole thing about the book of John.
因为神会显出他的神迹来。
Because Lord will reveal.
我们如果我们照着这个原则的话，有一天神迹会在我们中间发生的。
If we live these principles one day, the miracles will occur.
那我也深深相信那个神迹必定带进教会的丰富。
I believe those miracles will enhance our fullness in our church.
必定带进教会的复兴。
It's going to revive our church.
我想时间快到，我最后读一段的圣经。
The last verse I'd like to share.
以赛亚书五十章。
以赛亚。
Chapter
50。
六十，好像是六十章吧。
Chapter
我翻一翻。
60。
六十章，我看看。对，以赛亚书六十章。
Isaiah chapter 60。
第一节第二节
1-2
兴起发光，因为你的光已经来到，耶和华的荣耀发现照耀你。看哪、黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮盖万民，耶和华却要显现照耀你，他的荣耀要现在你的身上。
Arise, shine. Oh, sorry, it's coming out there. For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the people. But the Lord rises upon you, and His glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn.
Okay, 好, yeah. 起初神创造天地,
In the beginning, Lord created the world.
地却变成空虚混沌, 月面黑暗,
but the earth has just become so dark.
但是圣灵, 神的灵运行在水面上,
but the Holy Spirit flow on the earth.
神说要有光, 就有了光,
and Lord said there should be light, and there was light.
虽然是黑暗遮盖大地,
even though the darkness was covering the earth,
幽暗遮盖万民,
and the spirit covers the all nations.
但是耶和华却要显现,
but Lord will reveal and shed light on us.
然后到第七节的时候, 主说, 我必荣耀我的荣耀, 我必荣耀我荣耀的殿。
In verse 7, Lord say, I would glorify my temple.
荣耀的殿。
Temple of glory.
对, 然后我们再读19节, 第20节, 日头不再做你白昼的光, 月亮也不再发光照耀你, 耶和华却要做你永远的光, 你神要为你的荣耀, 你的日头不再下落, 你的月亮也不退缩, 因为耶和华必做你永远的光, 你悲哀的日子也必完毕。 Verse 19 to 20.
The sun will no more be your light by day, nor will the
brightness
of the moon shine in you, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory.
Mm-hmm. And your sun will never set again, and your moon will
wane no more.
The Lord will be you
everlasting light, and your day of sorrow will end.
这个就是西安的荣耀。
This is the glory of Zion.
这是主要 主的旨意要达到的那一个完全。
This is the Lord's purpose to reach the fullness.
所以我们感谢主，我们不要灰心，也不要退后。
We do not have to despair or even withdraw.
感谢主，我们的主是积极的主。
Our Lord is passionate.
那光是真光。
The light is true light.
要照亮一切身在世上的人。
It's going to shine upon everyone who is in the world.
那我们低头做一个简单的祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你， 你历世历代做我们的光。
Lord, we thank you. You are the light forever.
你历世历代做我们的居所。
You are the dwelling forever.
主啊， 我们在你的里面何等有福。
We're so blessed in you.
主啊, 我们何等的欢喜快乐。
Lord, we're joyful.
因为你实在用你的翅膀来遮蔽我们。
Because you shelter with your wings.
主啊, 特别在这弯曲背妙的世代, 求主使我们的眼睛要向前正看。
Lord, we pray, we focus on you in this world with darkness.
向前直光,
and focus and straight.
因为你永远是摆在我们的面前。
Because you're always before us.
我们只要看见你的荣耀,
we just need to focus on your glory.
主啊, 我们的路就不会错。
Lord, we are not going to deviate.
主, 祝福你自己的话语。
I bless your wordings.
愿圣灵在我们里面继续的说话。
Continue to fill us with your Holy Spirit.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.